Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Well, you just heard Bill Ballinger talking about the news for GM selling the stake to the private sector and what that means, what it reflects upon what happened a year ago, or a little more than that, with the General Motors and the Obama administration. And very happy to welcome in a guy with some strong opinions on that and a lot of other issues. That is Lansing Mayor, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero. Hello, Virge.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Well, you have to be very, very happy with this news and what it reflects in General Motors and the health of the domestic auto industry.
Well, I think, Jack, any proud Michigander has to be happy with this news. I mean, so many of us have ties to the auto industry, and even, you know, my dad retired from GM. But even if you don't, by God, you know, this, we are still an auto state, and to see this rebound by the auto company, to see this investment pay off, please, I mean, only the most terrible cynic would not see this as good news. This is great news for Michigan. I believed in the auto industry. You know, we saw that first assistance package for Chrysler years ago with Lee Iacocca. That was paid off in full. Taxpayers made money on that deal, and I think this is another great investment that's going to stand the test of time. If Wall Street is worthy of investment, for gosh sake, our auto companies certainly are the bedrock of our communities, the industrial heartland of this country. You've heard me say it many times, we got to make things, we got to manufacture things. Praise God, they're doing well. They're at the top of the J.D. Power list for quality. They're going to be paying this money back. It's phenomenal. It's good stuff, and it's a good omen for our future here in Michigan as well, for our economy, and to put the idea of putting people back to work as well.
Virge, I was told when I first got into this business, never praise politicians too much because they will eventually disappoint you. But I have to give you some credit here. You were a guy who was on all the national shows. You were backing the auto industry when it was not a popular thing to do. How much is this going to play into the gubernatorial campaign, and what does this represent in terms of your candidacy?
Well, let me say thank you, and I didn't do it for that reason. I did what came naturally to me and what I felt in my gut, and as I say, I come by it naturally. My dad retired from GM. I'm grateful to what GM and the UAW did for my family. I'm grateful to be able to grow up and have health care and be able to go to the doctor and go to the dentist, and then that's because of GM and the UAW provided those benefits. I don't forget that, and the opportunities that were provided to my family. The auto companies so much helped create the middle class in this state and in this country. It was the right thing to do. I'm happy to do it. And I will stand up for domestic manufacturing because I think we have to have it. And I think it's part of the gubernatorial campaign, Jack. It's part of the reason I'm running for governor, because we have to make things. We have to put the P in GDP, gross domestic product. This isn't Democrat or Republican. It's the way it is. And, you know, we're going to have a discussion. I can tell you, in this gubernatorial campaign, Jack, if we discuss nothing else, we're going to discuss manufacturing. We're going to discuss the economy. We're going to discuss fair trade and how we put people back to work. And whether I win or lose is really immaterial to Michigan's future. Ultimately, that's not really what it's about. It's about Michigan growing and Michigan getting ahead. If I'm wrong, then I shouldn't win. If I'm right that we need manufacturing and we need to invest in that and we got to make things, that's what makes us great, then I hope I will win and grow this state and move forward with the great manufacturing possibilities that are out there with the energy future, the cleaner, greener cars. There's some exciting things happening in the auto industry and in manufacturing, and I want Michigan to be a big part of that.
Virge, I've talked to a lot of people during this campaign, not politicians, voters, people who are registered and are going to vote on November 4th, and they have all said variations of the same thing. They don't want someone who talks at them. They want someone who listens to them and is responsive to them. During the course of this campaign, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that that people are hurting, and I've learned that the problems that we have here in Lansing are not unlike the problems in Detroit and Muskegon and Munising and all over the state. People are hurting. People want opportunity and jobs. That's number one. You know, things, the unemployment extension, the unemployment benefits was important to keep food on the table and keep people in their homes, but people want more than that. They want a job. And so we've got to provide. They want opportunity. They want educational opportunity. I was just at the coffee shop this morning, and two young ladies stopped me and talked about how they're going back to school in this economy, how tough it is, but that they're taking the opportunity to invest in education. We talked about community college and you know what's available at community college, and one of the gals was taking classes online. So it's encouraging. People are not giving up. Michiganders are resilient. They're not just laying down. I mean, it's heartening when you do listen to people and hear what their needs are and how they're responding. We don't wave the white flag in Michigan. You know, we're not quitters. There's tremendous potential in this state, and a lot of that potential is locked in these individuals. They're locked in these Michiganders, in our residents. We've got to unlock that. That's the key to our future, the ingenuity, the innovation, the power that's in our people. And we've got to continue to invest in our people, to invest in education. That's a key part of economic development as well.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, Democratic gubernatorial candidate, our guest on Ebling and You. Virge, as you well know, this is a statewide election. This is not a national election. But is this going to come down to a referendum on the Obama administration? And how will you handle that if Barack Obama's political numbers are not what you would like them to be?
Well, look, I'm not. Every election, to some extent, is a referendum on this or that, you know, in the party. I'm a Democrat. I'm a proud Democrat. I'm not a rigid partisan. I work with everybody. But I'm a Democrat, and so, of course, to some extent, my fortunes will rise and fall with the president. I accept that to some extent. But at the same time, Michigan is a state where people have voted, you know, they split their tickets. This is the home of the Reagan Democrat, the Obama Republican. Michiganders are smart, discerning people. They look at the candidates, and ultimately, regardless of President Obama, who, and I'll be happy to work with President Obama. President Obama has done some great things for Michigan, and so we'll be working hand in hand. If I'm elected, God willing, you know, I'll be working hand in glove to get federal dollars here to get that investment. But Michiganders pick on their own. In the end, this election's a choice between Rick Snyder or Virge Bernero, and I really think it's about our plan and our passion to move the state forward.
We would like to talk about the issues exclusively, but This is a horse race to some degree, and before you can get your policies through, you have to be elected. You're used to being behind in the polls. Might be a little bit tougher to tag Rick Snyder because he is not associated with, as you called the situation, the Speaker of the Mess. Is it going to be more difficult for you to overcome a deficit like this?
I don't think so. I'm used to being the underdog, as you said. I kind of thrive on it, and I'm used to being underestimated. And the thing is about these polls, Jack, I'm sure you've learned, these polls are a snapshot of the moment. And I question a lot of these polls. You know, the poll I take is in my gut and on election day. Mm-hmm. The poll that matters is on November 2nd, starting at 7 a.m., ending at 8 p.m. We're going to work until then. A lot of people don't know Virge Bernero. They might think they know Virge Bernero, and they don't necessarily know Rick Snyder and what he's really all about and his position on the issues. By the time the election rolls around, they will, and I believe we will have accumulated enough votes to get over 51%. And we'll win on that day.
We hope that we'll help educate people about both candidates. We're going to have Virge on the show many more times. We're going to have Rick Snyder on for an extended period of time on Tuesday. And we'll look forward to our next conversation, Virge. Good luck
in
the campaign.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with much, much more. And we're going to spend the next half hour talking about adoption. And this is something that a lot of people have requested that we get into. They know I have a personal involvement in this. My son Zach is going to join us, and Ted Kluck, an author, has written a great book, Hello, I Love You, Adventures in Adoptive Fatherhood, coming up next on Ebling and You.